my single parents. This is Lady G. I just want to know how you guys are doing. For me, I am doing great today. I'm doing great. I have to be great because I have no choice. The only way I can be great is to choose to be great. I don't want to be fine. I don't want to be better. I want to be great. That's my choice. I'm choosing to be great. How are you guys feeling? How is the pandemic on your end? I hope you are keeping safe, wearing your mask, drinking a lot of water, working out if that's what you like to do or want to do. Staying healthy during this time, because this whole situation has put us in a very unpredictable situation. You know today, you don't know tomorrow or the day after, because you know sometimes you can predict tomorrow what it's gonna be like. You can try, but you know, it depends on how you're gonna set the tone of the day. Well, enough of that. Let's get into this podcast. I know on the 22nd of February, I was on here talking to you about the conversation with me and my son, my 19-year-old. Oh boy. Let me just say, one of the main reasons why I created this platform is to experience. It's for you to know and experience and feel that you're not alone in your journey. For you to know that there is a single parent out there. There are so many single parents out there, single parents like myself, my journey that I am sharing with you. I love this platform because I can be myself. I'm very authentic. If I cannot be myself, I don't want to be on this platform. If I cannot share my personal story with you to let you know, to motivate you, to elevate you, to change something about your life, I don't need to be here. So, with that being said, on the 22nd, I told you about the conversation I had with my son and how he, you know, told me that, hey, mommy, you act like you have it all together. And I had to check him on that. But yet and still, I do love my son. I love my children to my heart. So, speaking of love, today's conversation is, or today's topic is, some of my experience as a single parent, as a single mother, my experience as a single mother. Whew, I wish I had a glass of wine because it's starting to get really intense, emotional, head is getting hot. Because I'm about to pour some gut out to you, my gut out to you. When my child, my first kid, was born, I remember so many things about the first time he was, you know, the time he was born. I remember the day he was born, us coming home from the hospital, when he started crawling, you know, started feeding him. Those things. I also remember how I lived in a shelter as a single parent, because the partner that I had at the time did not accept me and my son in the home because he was seeing somebody else. So I had to move out because I was choosing me at the time. I chose to be happy at the time. I chose to let go of hurt and take care of me and my son. When I moved in a shelter, I got a job and I started working. And let me tell you, whoo, I don't know if it was good and I don't know if it was bad, but in my head, my thoughts, everything in me told me I was doing the right thing for me and my child. At that time, I felt that way. I started working, and all because I worked my ass off. I worked all because I did not want to let myself down. I wanted a better life for myself and my son. I did not want society to see me begging. So I worked. I worked my butt off. And I know you're thinking, so all the time that you're working, Lady G, where did you take your son? Who was taking care of your son? Daycare. Daycare. My son was in a daycare. On the weekend, I would put him in his car seat and we would spend our whole day at the mall eating junk food, spending time together. I just thought that was the life of a single parent. I thought I was doing my best, which I know I was. But as my son grew older, I continued to work to where it was getting bad. I said it was getting bad because now that I think about it, I thought about it because my son brought this to my attention. He said, "Mommy, you work too much. You miss out on when I had parent-teacher meeting and you would not come. Sometimes you will show up late. Sometimes other kids will have their grandparent or their parent come eat lunch with them, and I would sit there by myself." Boy, I wish you guys could see my face right now. I got tears in my eyes. Whew. That hit different. It hits different coming from your child. Now that he's 19, we have a bond. But tell me, why do I feel guilty? Just ask me why, Lady G, why do you feel guilty? I feel guilty because I missed out on some things in the past, something that I could cherish. I wasn't there for every parent-teacher meeting. So when he got in high school, I thought I could be at every game. I would put my work in danger. I would sometimes leave work early, all because I'm trying to make up the past time for my son to be at his game I was being a mother and a father at the same time, a provider, God first, who provides for us. I mean, it's like a chicken with the head cut off. I sometimes say to myself, gosh, how do I do this? And I only catch myself saying, God, how do I do this? When other people see me out there and ask me, how are you doing it? You looking good. You're taking care of your boys. You're a hardworking woman. You work two jobs. You go to school. And I say to myself, oh my God, I don't have a life. Then it made it so bad to where I had my second kid and that relationship didn't work. So then I'm working and my son, who was 9 years old at the time, was helping me take care of my little one while I was working and calling home to check on them, showing my son at the time, who was 9 years old, how to change diapers, how to make baby food. And I would run from my job during my break time to make sure they were okay and tell him, don't open a door for nobody. Oh, people, I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I wish I could make up everything that I did wrong, but I cannot. I can only be myself and move on and ask my kids to forgive me, because he remembers everything. When I say everything, everything, he remembers everything. My 19-year-old is my best friend. Maybe he don't know it. He is. He is my mirror. I look at him and I see a whole lot of me in him. I can talk to him. We talk like two adults. Because you know, kids are not going to lie to you. They will tell you how they feel. So I've trained him to where I'm like, you can talk to me, but don't disrespect me. So over the time, we have created this bond where we've been talking. And now that this journey of single parenthood is up and down, we catch each other when we can. So today, I'm just here to tell a single mother, a single father out there, no matter how tough the journey is, try your best and make time for your babies, for your baby, for yourself. Stop and smell the coffee. Stop and enjoy nature with your children. Leave a mark on them and let them remember things that you guys did together. And one last thing, the past is the past. Do not beat yourself up. I'm saying this to you because I beat myself up about this. Especially that my son is 19. He's growing up, very handsome, working, trying to make life on his own, with my guidance. There are days when we fall apart, it hits me hard. It hits me hard because I'm like, maybe I should have told him this when he was this, age. Maybe I should have introduced this to him when he was this age. I beat myself up for working and didn't have time at the time. But what could I have done? I had to keep roof over his head. I had to provide for him. I had to be there financially. I did not want him to want for anything to go and ask. And I forgot to spend time with my children. I did, but I felt the time that I spent wasn't enough. I asked him today, I said, "Hey, Sam, it's spring break." Let me tell you guys something funny, right? So my son is 19. He's no longer in high school. Okay, he's in college and is working. So I'm like, "Today is spring break. What do you want us to do? Do you have any plans? You know, do you want us to do anything?" And he texted me back and said, "No, mommy, I'm just gonna work my whole spring break. But thanks though, you can take Malik out." And Malik is my youngest one. He said, "Oh, you can take Malik out." And then I texted him back. I said, "Are you okay? Is there anything you want to talk about? Is there anything wrong? I'm forgetting. I forgot. This is a young adult. Spring break, really? Spring break, really?" I want to do something for spring break because I thought he's still a kid. So I'm just saying this to you guys so you can feel my pain, so you can see where I'm coming from with this. In my head, I think he's a child, and here I go again playing catch up when that time has already passed. All I can do is just bond with him. We, you know, build on our relationship and keep him moving. But I forgot all about that. So do not beat yourself up. Enjoy the moment with your children, with your child. And enjoy your life as a single parent. This journey is not an easy journey. This journey is like a heartbeat. It goes up and down, up and down. Whatever rhythm you're on that day, if you have the strength, not even if, try and get the strength. Pray to get the strength. Channel your upper strength, your inner strength, your higher power somewhere to give you that strength to move on past that. I love you guys. I want you guys to stay safe. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life, your family, your kids. Spend time as much as you can. It's just one life to live, and you cannot relive it. So spend time and enjoy yourself and your children. Now I'm Lady G again, checking out with love and light. God bless.